Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessed Friday in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for all you that have been listening and wherever you listen to me at. Hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we humble ourselves before you, Almighty God. Thanking you, Lord, for this time that you've given us and bless us to once again go into the Word of God. Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that every soul that are listening to the broadcast will be touched by the presence and the power of your Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would get the glory and honor and praise, and I pray that you will word my mouth to bring that to you. Dear Lord, we dare not enter to the Word of God without first petitioning you for the presence of your Spirit and the releasing of the understanding in our hearts. So, dear Lord, have mercy upon us. Remember your grace, Lord God, for we need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. I shared with you guys yesterday that I did the message called The Day of the Lord, and I told you it was part one and that I have been coming each day with something different. I said in The Day of the Lord, I will continue part two next Thursday if the Lord say the same or the Spirit of the Lord permit me so. But however, I did share with you that, hey, if the Spirit of the Lord tell me to come, keep coming with this last one I did, I will. And that's what happened. As I was going to work this morning and I was conversing with the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me how the Lord wanted me to continue with the message, The Day of the Lord. And as I explained to you guys before, and if you listen to part one, like I said, I'm going to be mentioning scripture from a couple other books that goes with the Bible. If you listen to part one, I tell you where to go to listen to more on it. Amen. And as I shared with you all before, one of the reasons why I've been doing this message or this part of a series on the Day of the Lord, because besides the Lord been dealing with me to do it, another reason through that too, I've seen that in the Christian community, as I said yesterday, there are some topics that we are divided on. And then there are some other ones I call hot topics that we're divided on. There's maybe some regular topics that we may so much disagree about, but, you know, maybe I would say, you know, it hasn't been no real biggie. But then there's those hot topics that seem to me that not only is it cause of separation, but it tends to even grow in the wrong direction in our separation. And one of them is concerning the, quote, rapture. which that word is not found in the Bible, but the words caught up is. And you have, as some will put it, three different stances concerning the rapture. You have what is called pre-trib, post-trib, and mid-trib. Now, what I've seen in the Word of God and what I declare to you, some, you would say, hey, well, Brother Nate, you're post-trib. And I say unto you, I'm just going by the Word of God. But there are those who, and I believe that where some of us as believers have missed it concerning the caught up, and even though the word caught up, it's not being used as much as the word rapture, because I think to some Christians it has some, the word rapture has more of a tingly ting to it, you know. To me, one of the things that is missed is the timing. Because you have some that believe that any day now the believers can be snatched up. They can be driving in their car, snatched up car, keep rolling, hit a bridge, hit a tree. A spouse can be in the home with the child, and all of a sudden the spouse that ain't a believer comes in the house and find his or her spouse gone with the child, the clothes left, and the wedding ring. Okay. And in this, I've seen that, and this brings me to another reason why I've been doing, and I believe that the Lord dealt with me on dealing with this series, is because also in that there have been claims that, for example, those that believe that believers can be gone any day now, they also said that the church, which is supposed to be the body of believers in Christ, will not go through what is called the Great Tribulation. Because some of them attribute the Great Tribulation to God's wrath on his people. And in this series, I can see where the Lord is dealing with me about going to the scriptures to show that there is a difference between the wrath of God and the wrath of Satan. Okay. Now, in part one of the Day of the Lord, we was looking at, and we came from the Word of God. Amen. And we was looking at from the words of Isaiah, which another servant of the Lord named Nephi bear witness to, that we saw that the Lord had given that in dealing with the wrath of God, that it was going to be on someone specific. Okay? And that someone specific, we have seen from the words of Isaiah, and once again, Nephi bearing witness that these people who God's wrath is going to come on is going to be the proud, the lofty, those that are lifted up in pride against the Lord, those who are operating in a fallen spirit, people who will be running when Christ returns, the day of the Lord, when he places feet on earth, they are going to be the ones running to hide from Christ. They are the ones who will not enjoy the return of Christ. Okay? Those that are true believers in Christ, when Jesus set his feet on earth, is going to be glad to see him. But those who weren't true believers and didn't live the life of Christ, which we're going to look into more scriptures that the Word of God describes these people, those who were prideful and haughty and lifted up even against the Word of God. And one of the reasons we saw from a servant of the Lord named Alma is that one of the reasons why they're going to be running from Jesus And we see two things, but one of the reasons is because their thoughts, their heart, and their actions is all going to condemn them. Okay? Amen. And also what we were seeing from them running and hiding, that was shown in Revelation and Isaiah, is that they will be operating in the same spirit as Adam and Eve, once again in a fallen spirit. Because remember in Genesis, when the Lord first made Adam and Eve, they was not running from God. They was naked, but they weren't running from God. As soon as they sinned and they failed and took on the nature of the enemy, which this also represent those who are going to be calling for the rocks and mountains to hide them, they are under the nature of the enemy. As soon as Adam and Eve failed, sin took on the nature of the enemy, and here comes the Lord coming, the presence of the Lord in the cool of the day. They first went, they did what? Hid themselves. Amen. And that's what Isaiah and John in Revelation is showing you. What people that the wrath of God is going to come upon, that we see in the word, they're going to be running from God, from the Lord Jesus, when he comes, the day of the Lord, when he places his feet on earth. They're not going to be running to Jesus, but away from Jesus. This is why some of your friends and your loved ones will not say, whenever you start speaking about the Lord, you can tell they just itching to get away from you, okay? Or if they are in a room with you and some other believers, and y'all really get to praying good, they become restless and want to go, okay? Because that nature, that fallen nature, is contrary to the nature of God. And therefore, it does not want to be in the presence of the Lord. It does not want to be in the presence of anything of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does it think to do? Run. Run. I mean, we looked and saw at one lesson I was doing where Satan, when he fell, Satan became miserable forever. You actually think that the third heaven is a place that Satan would want to live? No, he wouldn't. Why? Because it's too much praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord Jesus in there. He couldn't take it. Okay? He would take off running in a minute. He could not take it. And so tonight we're going to continue on in part two, and we're going to kind of take up from a little bit from the Bible from where we last left off. Let's go to Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. And by the help of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to do the best in Christ Jesus to go over this word with you. But I know that this word is important. Okay? Because some of you perhaps that are listening, you may not be saved. And you're thinking that, well, you're okay, or you Christians say he loves everybody, and you think based on him loving you gives you an automatic access into heaven. And you think based by him loving you that you really don't have to submit to him, and you can still live the sinful life that you've been living. Well, I know you may have heard this or heard that kind of talking from some people, but I'm here to inform you that not only did they miss it when they told you that, but they was dead wrong, okay? Dead wrong. It's no bones about it. It ain't no discussion about it. They was dead wrong. And what they did, they have misled you into thinking just because Jesus loves you that you're going to get an automatic pass into heaven. I know that they got you thinking that if you die right now, knowing that you have not accepted the Lord, you're going to bust the pearly gates wide open. Once again, I say this unto you, that not only have they missed it, but once again, they are dead wrong. Okay? Dead wrong. No bones about it. No even no discussion about it. They're way off. They're not even in left field. They passed left field. That's so bad. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in Revelation chapter 6, amen, verse 15, I'm going to read verse 15 to verse 17. And the word said, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now here, John in Revelation, and remember, we had looked in Isaiah 2, and Isaiah kind of mentioned the same, where he mentioned the same thing like this, but he kind of say more like the pride, the lofty. Then he mentions like the oaks of Bashan, okay, the cedars of Lebanon. But here in Revelation, what the Lord gave John the Revelator, he kind of give you more breakdown names of who it is that's going to be facing the wrath of the Lord on the day of the Lord. He mentions the kings of this earth, okay? Not just only literal kings, but it can be your presidents and all of that. Great men, okay? Known as great men on the earth. Rich men, chief captains, people in leadership positions, okay? Mighty men of value, considered to be brave and stuff like that. And every bondman, every freeman is going to hide themselves. And once again, these are people who are in the fallen nature. Okay? That's sin nature, the nature of the enemy. Okay? These are the ones that's going to face the wrath of God on the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost behind that, people. Glory to God. I sense the Spirit of the living God. See, that's who's going to face the wrath of God, not his own people, okay? And I want to say this day of the Lord is not going to be part of the great tribulation. It's going to be part of the time where it's going to be the day where the Lord comes to deliver his people, but to dish out his wrath on the people we're talking about now. Do you get what I'm saying? And so once again, to those of you who have been misled to think that you don't have to accept Christ, perhaps even listening to teachings by, quote, Carlton Pearson, okay, and among others, that have led you to think and to believe that you really don't have to accept the holiness of Jesus Christ, neither do you have to live in such a manner, and you're going to bust heaven wide open. Once again, news flash, not going to happen, okay? You have to accept Christ as Lord to be with Christ. And the day of the Lord is going to be the wrath of God. That's why it's called great and dreadful day. Dreadful and terrible for who? The wicked. Those, glory to God, that we just read about, who's going to be calling on mountains and rocks to hide them. Okay? Because it's like all they so-called great speaking, disrespectful speaking toward Christ and all that, all of a sudden, bloop, they're going to see Christ show them. They're going to be like, oh, man. And they're going to be taken off running. Why? Because notice something as a Christian. Have you ever been around certain people and they all of a sudden you can tell they just don't like you and they full speed ahead at you and you be wondering, what did I do to them? Well, many times it ain't that you did anything. But when you're walking according to the word of God, the light of Christ that shines from you, that's coming from you, shines on them and shows what? That their works are evil. So they want to get away from you, but at the same time, they look like they wants to hurt you, okay? And they really do. Some of them do. Because their light is revealing about them. And those that love evil hateth the light. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And this is another reason why you read about what we read about these people running and calling for the mountains and rocks to hide. Okay? Because the true glory is going to step on earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let's go into what is called the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read two scriptures from two messages here in the word of the Lord. Amen. And the first message is called the 28th message. Jesus sent it out January the 24th, 1932. And once again, we're looking at the day of the Lord where his wrath, who is his wrath going to come on? Well, once again, Isaiah is showing you, John the Revelator is showing you, okay, who it is. And the word of the Lord, as I read this message, is going to show you even the more. Okay, now, hear these words of the Lord Jesus Christ as he sent it through his angelic messenger, the Elijah. Amen? And this is what he said. Therefore, thus says the Lord your God to the humble, the honest in heart, to those that seek for truth and righteousness, come out of her, lest ye suffer with the ungodly. So he said, the ungodly is going to suffer. Okay? I notice some of you as Christians, you looking at these folks doing all kinds of nasty and out-of-the-way stuff, and you just thinking, that, oh, my God, they're getting away with it. And I know it looks like that. Trust me, I know. But the Lord said they're going to suffer. Then he says, come out of her lest you suffer with the ungodly and partake of her punishment. For my wrath is, now listen to this, is against the ungodly, against the liars and hypocrites, and those that count my commandments as naught. I have sent the destroyer and devourer in the land, and I will punish the nations and inhabitants of the earth, that they may become humble and acquire by me and my commandments. Now notice what Jesus said, who his wrath is against. Okay. Now we, Lord said, say we get on the time of tribulation, the wrath of Satan, you will see that those things in there, Jesus warning the church what's going to be done to them. Okay. That will be the wrath of Satan against the church. Okay. So in this time of when Christ returns, and in one sense this shall wrath, going to be against who? It's going to be against the ungodly, the liars, the hypocrites, and those that count his commandments as naught. These were the people that you've been reading about in Revelation 6 that we look at in Isaiah 2 that's going to be running and calling for mountains and rocks to hide them. They're going to make up the wicked. They're going to be liars, hypocrites, ungodly, and they're going to be the ones that count the commandments of the Lord as naught. Nothing. We don't need it. We don't need to have it. We ain't got to have it. We good and we okay. How many people today have you heard talk like that? I guarantee you some of you will say, well, man, I done heard quite a few folks say that. Well, listen, unless they repent in time, they are going to suffer. I don't say that being cute. I ain't saying that being prideful. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Because, listen, you got to understand this. And I ain't just saying it just to you. I've had to deal with this with myself too. There's some stuff you've seen people have disrespected the Lord and laugh with a grin and make jokes about them, mocking them. And it looked like, Lord, they just getting away talking this kind of noise to you. But the Lord said, no, they're going to suffer. They're going to suffer. And some of us as Christians, we had looked at them getting away with it or appearing to get away with it so bad, we started to join them, okay? Hallelujah. Lord said, come out of her. Come out of that abominable church, the mother of harlots. Come out of her. Come out of the ways of the world. Come out of her. Amen. Come out of this worldly type system per se that disrespects your Lord and your God. Come out of her, okay? He said, lest you suffer with ungodly. He telling you,
the ungodly is going to suffer. When Jesus comes, the day of the Lord, when Jesus plants his feet on earth, the suffering is going to be the ungodly, not the godly. See, the godly is going to be suffering during this tribulation time, which we'll come to that at another time. While the ungodly running around, prancing around, smiling, doing their stuff, having the mark of the beast, balleting, jumping, and all this stuff, and ooh, we got our thing and our thing going on. But when Christ set his feet on earth, there's going to be a switch. Ungodly, the liar, the hypocrite. What? The hypocrites. That's those who preach in one thing and live in another. Amen. Got to be careful of that, people. We can't be preaching one thing and living another. That's hypocritical in the sight of God. And he said his wrath is going to come on him. Okay? You got many Christians, and this is where many preachers too have, and I'm talking about male preachers, have gotten a bad rap, where they're preaching, for example, against fornication, but they're fornicating. They're preaching against lusting after women, but they're lusting after women. Okay? That displeases God. So if you're living a life where, or if you're living where you're preaching up a storm, but you're quick to do the opposite, the Lord said, you're hypocritical. My wrath will come on you. My wrath will come on in the day of the Lord. The hypocrite, the ungodly, liars. Amen. You know, you got people today who want to put lying in a certain category. Hey, have y'all? I know y'all heard of this. They said, well, I didn't do but tell a little white lie. Now, why I got to be a color kind of lie, a white lie? I guess a black lie would just be horrible, huh? I guess that's just a horrible, most horrible lie you could tell a black lie. A white lie, I guess, is a lie that's not bad, okay? Well, according to the Lord, all lying is bad. All lying is bad. And when you're dealing with someone that's a liar, you can't really believe them. Some people can lie to you with a straight face. Now, I want to read another message. And I believe this is going to be called Message 75, the 75th message, which will be the 75th time that the Lord sent his angel messenger, Elijah, August the 18th, 1956, sent him with his word. Amen. And I ask that you give your undivided attention to what he says here. Glory be to God. And he says, the angel of the Lord said, I am sent of the Lord that I may bring the words and will of the Lord, that this work may be established in its purity. The words I bring is the assured way of the Lord. Woe, and you hear this word, woe. Now, woe, when God say woe to you, that don't mean blessing, okay? Woe means misery, grief, and there's an endless woe, okay, which we know that that's the ultimate destruction, okay? So he says, woe to them that speak lightly or defile the words I bring. Woe to them that are full of sin. Okay, the fury of the Lord's wrath, now here it is, shall be upon them. Upon who? Those that speak lightly of his word and defile his words, and those that are full of sin. He said, the Lord's wrath shall be upon them, and there shall none of their seed be left in the end. Whoa. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Woe to them that run ahead of the Lord, vainly prophesying. Now that's 1, 2, 3 woes in that one scripture. Amen. He said, woe to them that are full of sin. Once again, many people, many churches pass people along. You know, they don't care how people living. They will pop sacrament in your mouth and everything. Call you a member, call you a child of God, and you ain't even accept the Lord. And the Lord said, woe to them that are full of sin. Not blessing. And it's amazing how that when people have been told certain things like that for so long, in their sin, they think that they deserve blessings. Really, they do. I mean, really. Get hot mad at you. You tell them, say, hey, you're under a curse. You need to repent. Oh, God, know my heart. You know my heart. You can't judge me. Is what they say. Really, to be honest with you, it's getting sounding more and more ridiculous. I even hear so-called Christian artists making these songs like, you can't judge me. Well, you'd be thinking they talking in the right manner. See, many of them is making that to say, I can do whatever I want to. You can't say nothing. And then think you supposed to accept them in that thing. So if they sleeping around, stealing, lying, and all that stuff, and you know it, when sacrament comes up Sunday, you're supposed to automatically pop it up to them. Okay? Now, that's what they mean. And so then he says, woe to them that run ahead of the Lord, vainly prophesying. Now, some of y'all, if not most of y'all that's listening, know as well as I do, the word prophesy is big time still on this earth. You want to get most of the people attention, just say, hey, so-and-so prophesying. Boy, they eyes buck and they are razor sharp, glued in on you. Because all people are looking at is prophecy, and they want some good prophecy. We want some good home prophecy. Just tell me all the stuff that God is going to give me. I don't want to hear that repentance stuff. You talking about to repent? No, they ain't me. No, you got the wrong thing. You must be talking about somebody else. You must got the wire crossed. You must have heard the wrong thing from the Lord, the wrong name. It ain't me. But tell me all the stuff that God will give me. See, that's what, you know. And see, people feed off of that other people. And so they see that you so hyper about a prophecy, they say, hey, I know how to get them. And so here comes the thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, give so-and-so $1,000 and I will bless you with that. You know, they be like, oh, that's all I got to do. And people being put in a strain financially because they heard these thus says the Lord's fake, vainly prophesying prophecies. And now they in limbo and in a bad spot. And now they figure out that, hey, this stuff must not be true. And this person that's saying it is just robbing me. Now, not only is they mad at the person, but guess who else they mad at? Almighty God. Because some of them same peoples that have been done over, you can't even go tell them that Jesus was born and glory to God, and he died for their sins anymore. They don't even want to hear that no more, because not only is they mad at the person, but they're mad at Jesus. And you don't believe me, just listen to them talk. That's all you got to do, listen to them talk. Amen. Now, notice that he said, woe to them that are full of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. See, once again, what we looked at in part one and in part one and part two so far, the people that Isaiah was talking about in Isaiah chapter 2 and that John the Revelator was talking about in Revelation chapter 6 also were people that was full of sin. This goes with Isaiah 13 and 9. So let's go look at Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. Let's take a look at this. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. We're talking about the day of the Lord. His wrath. Who is wrath? The part of the day of the Lord where the wrath of God is going to be dished out. Who's it going to be on? Well, we're looking at it. We've been looking at it. The word of God been telling you who is going to hit. Okay. See, when the Lord come and make his return here on earth, he's going to come to gather his elect, but he's going to dish out some judgment. Amen. Now, look at Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. It said, behold, the day of the Lord. Do you see that? All you that have your Bibles, that's turning with me. If you don't have your Bibles, hey, just listen along, okay? The word of God said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel
both with wrath and fierce anger. Now, we just see or been looking at in part one and this part two that when it describes the day of the Lord, both cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, we know who it's towards. It ain't towards his own people. Okay? Verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the believers. No. And he shall destroy the Christians. And he shall destroy those that love him. No way. The Bible said here, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Not in it, per se, out of it. Destroy it out of it. It's going to be removed. Okay? Amen. Now, the word sinner in this verse, the Hebrew word, katal. Katal means a criminal or one accounted guilty. It also means sinner and sinful, okay? The ones here that is accounted guilty will be accounted guilty of the Lord, and the destruction of the Lord will come upon them. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Going to destroy the sinners out of the land. That's what he said. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified, people. Glory to God. Okay. Keep that in mind. Let's go to Zephaniah. Some of you said, Zephaniah, who? Zephaniah. Okay. That's before you get to Zechariah. Okay. Yeah, I know sometimes we look bad because some of these books we don't go into. You know, because sometimes some people, they so, quote, disown the Old Testament because they, you know, we're a New Testament church. Deal with the Old Testament. I said, well, listen, you will be making a grave and serious mistake if you were to take the Old Testament and throw it away. Because these Old Testament prophets had revelation of New Testament revelation today. Okay? They saw stuff in this end time and wrote it. So you would do good to read it. Okay? Now, Zephaniah chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 14. And the word of God says, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty men shall cry there bitterly. The mighty men, these men are supposed to be of valor and brave and got all the courage here on earth. Oh, they some courageous men of this world. The Bible said they're going to cry bitterly. Their courage is going to be broken. Have you ever been so scared that you start crying? Okay, let me get more specific. Because sometimes we just want to associate stuff with women. To you men, have you ever been so scared that you start crying? Okay, now if you're going to let that pride get in the way, you know, okay. I know that, man, good gracious. Sometimes you can be so scared and cry so hard. You can be so scared you just start crying. Your courage gone. Amen. I know something we just want to associate with women. Oh, there's women crying. But man, let me tell you something. Men be crying too. There's been some men that got so scared they start crying. Verse 15. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wastedness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Now, who is this day going to appear to like that too? We just been looking at it. The sinner, the liar, the hypocrite,
those that count his commandments as naught, the prideful, the haughty, the ones that's going to be saying, hey, mountain, cover us, rocks, cover us. That day is going to be like that to them. Verse 16, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities, against the high towers. It's going to be day that the trumpet and alarm, in other words, the warning of the Lord, you're going to, that day is going to show that warning that was given. Against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And God said, I will bring distress upon me, that they shall walk like blind men. You know, you see how blind men walk, like when they walking, they you know, they're like hands out trying to search, you know, with hallelujah. Because they have sinned against the Lord. You see that? See, he said in Isaiah, he was going to destroy the sinners out of the land. What sinners against who? Sinners against the Lord. Amen. See, that's why the word of God said the Lord is a great judge. He is. He's a great judge. Okay? You're not going to get by the great judge. You can forget it. Okay? You might get by man's judicial system. Because, see, man's judicial system all over the world, and sad to say, even in the United States, can be manipulated. And the Lord said, I will bring distress upon men that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as the dawn. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. Now, the silver and gold represent the possessions, even dealing with the money, okay? Ain't going to be able to deliver them. You know, according to the things of this world, people got, there's rich people and people that got money and stuff like that, and they can get certain things that other people can't, okay? But see, in the day of the Lord, where his wrath is displayed, we're told by Zephaniah, nothing they have is going to be able to deliver them. Nothing they have, nothing in their possession. See, a lot of times, see, people present, depend on what they got. And many times, what they got becomes their God. Okay? People depend on having a bunch of cars and a house. They depend on all that, and that becomes their God. Okay? So when you start giving them the warning message of the Lord, they turn their nose up at you. Amen. When you talk about, hey, Jesus can heal you from sickness and disease, they think that their money can buy healing, that their money can buy, quote, the best doctors. But they got to understand doctors are none but men. And men will forever be limited in knowledge when it compared to God. Forever. And I know that there's some people today who don't think it's so. But hold on. I promise you, Jesus is going to show you. You ain't got to worry about it. I mean, listen, you go ahead and keep on with your little mockery and talking all your noise and making men number one and all what the doctors say, all what they say. You can do all that. But when the smoke clears, and it going to clear, okay, no bones about it, you're going to see who is the man, okay? You're going to see it. Ain't going to be no thought about it. Okay, no bones about anything. You're going to see people get healed that you knew had a bad, serious sickness condition, and you knew that the doctor said there is no hope for them. You're going to see them healed. And guess what? You ain't going to be able to say nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But you ain't going to have no explanation for it. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible say here, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, of the jealousy of the Lord. For he shall make them make even a speedy riddance, a speedy end of all them that dwell in the land. Now, who is all them that dwell in the land? The word of God tells us, he not every single body is of specific ones. The sinner, the hypocrite, the liar, the ungodly. This is who he tells, and he's gonna make a speedy riddance, a quick end. It ain't gonna be like something like, oh, it's so many billion people on earth. It's gonna take a long time for the. No, it ain't. He gonna make a speedy riddance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because verse 17 said they had sinned against the Lord. They missed it. Hallelujah. They missed the mark. Sinned against the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I think we have time for one more scripture here. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And I think we pretty much has established on the day of the Lord, the part where his wrath will be poured out. That's what I'm talking about. That it's not going to be poured out on his people, but on the liar, the hypocrite, the ungodly, the prideful, the lofty, the haughty one. The one that thought above God and think he knew more than God. You know, you guys, people today, tell them the word of God, they think above the word of God. Well, I know. I'll be able to do this. Okay, well, okay, I know. I open a comment. Now, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Now, listen to what Peter said. He said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved. For how long, Peter? Until fire against the day of judgment and perdition of who? Not godly, but perdition of ungodly men. Now, what does it mean, the perdition of ungodly men? Okay, hallelujah. And what is also mean by ungodly men? So in other words, what if we put the two questions together, what do he mean, the perdition of ungodly men? The day of judgment. The day of judgment, he's letting us know here, is going to hit the perdition of ungodly men. So what is the perdition of ungodly men? Well, the word perdition, the original Greek word, apolia, means ruin or loss physically, spiritually, or eternally. Okay? Once again. The original Greek word that was translated perdition, apolia, means ruin or loss physically, spiritually, or eternal. The word ungodly for ungodly men. Original Greek word, it means irreverent, that is by extension, impious or wicked. So you put it together, the judgment that's going to hit the perdition of ungodly men is men that has no respect for God. That's what impious or irrelevant. Men that are wicked and that who are ruined spiritually and eternally. Ruined spiritually and eternally means spiritually dead. Sinners, okay? Do you get that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to stop it right there today. I'm going to stop it right there today. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. Like I said, we've just been looking at the day of the Lord. And as I told you, as I was riding to work today, and I was conversing with the Lord, and I was wondering, should I go on, you know, and I had something in mind to come with. The Spirit of the Lord dealt with me and let me know, said, he let me know to continue with this right here. And that's what I'm going to do. And I really sense the Spirit of the Lord, and I sense that this is something that the Lord wanted me to do. Because as I told you before, we here, as believers, these are one of the things that is separating us. Now, you find some say, well, I ain't got a problem believing that, I know. But see, we want to say the great tribulation is the wrath of God against the church. And therefore, by us saying that, we're saying that's the reason why the church is not going to be here, because God has not pointed us to wrath. The great tribulation is not the wrath of God against the church, okay? The day of the Lord, that part is the wrath of God. That's the part where the wrath of God is going to be displayed. It's going to be displayed against the wicked, the sinner, the liar, the hypocrite, those that count his commandments or not, those that are full of sin, okay? The pride, the lofty, the haughty, that's who it's going to be against, okay? Amen. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Amen. So I thank God for the word of the Lord today. Father, we thank you once again. You have blessed us to come through this day in your word. We're grateful, Lord God, that you have kept us thus far. Father, I pray that I have delivered your message that will be pleasing in your sight. I pray that your people will hear the word of the Lord this day. And I pray that they've been blessed by it. So, Lord God, I just thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, I pray, and Father, I thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord say the same. Look for the advertising. Definitely tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we have another full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And if the Lord say the same, I will come a little earlier with more of the word of God also. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.